online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Joanna Earle.
A charity claims nearly half of 11 to 18-year-olds have suffered harassment or abuse on social media. Nearly three quarters have blocked other users or stayed off sites altogether to try to avoid criticism. The poll was carried out by Plan International UK. Lucy Russell from the charity thinks the whole generation is growing up feeling threatened.
The kind of sexism, the kind of gender-based violence that happens day to day in real life, for example, street harassment that girls tell us is a huge problem, is actually transferring to the online world.
It's led to calls for the curriculum to include how to stay safe online. These girls say they've been targeted.
Things that I know for a fact these people would never say to me in person, but online they feel as if they could. And it used to really, really wear me down.
Looks are seen as so important, I think, and so it's just, how does she look, what she's wearing, and I think girls also talk to do that to each other.
KMFM News.
The body of a man has been found in the sea off the Kent coast. Lifeboat crews and the Coast Guard helicopter were called yesterday afternoon near Deal after a cross-channel ferry passenger made the discovery in the water. The body has been passed on to the police and coroner. A man in his 20s has been taken to hospital with serious injuries after armed police were called to a street in Sheppey after reports of a person with a gun. He's being treated in London after emergency crews were sent to Belmont Road in Minster yesterday morning. Police have told KMFM the incident isn't being treated as suspicious.
This is KMFM.
A 16-year-old boy has appeared in court via video link charged in connection with a string of acid attacks on moped riders in London. He's accused of spraying six men in the face with a noxious substance in less than 90 minutes last month. The teenager was due to enter a plea. The case has been adjourned until Thursday. Loads of us in Kent are apparently paying more than we need to for broadband because we're out of contract. According to a new study, three quarters of households in the county haven't realised their current deal has run out, and most major providers will hike prices up once the deal comes to an end. Here's consumer expert Sarah Willingham.
In the energy industry, you're told when you're out of contract, but actually, in the broadband industry, only 10% of people ever remember ever having a phone call to say that they were out of tariff.
A man who pressed a knife to another man's throat and demanded money in a lift in Maidstone has been jailed for 6 years. 50-year-old Carl Garwood from James Street in the town was arrested after being caught on CCTV talking to the victim shortly before the attack in February.
This is KMFM.
Figures show rural crime in Kent cost the county more than £1.5 million last year. The NFU says although it's dropped from 2015, it's risen sharply in the first half of this year. Police say thieves across the county are targeting quad bikes, tools and machinery. Kent Crime Commissioner Matthew Scott has this warning.
I do think that farmers and businesses do often get targeted by these criminals for their equipment, which they then try to sell on the black market and to other people. So I would urge people to be vigilant if they see anything in the rural communities which look suspicious to phone Kent Police.
Figures show shoppers shunned the high street sales last month with footfall down 1.1%. It's thought to be down to rising inflation and stagnant wages. And Emma Partland says he's been overwhelmed by support from fans after revealing he's finished a course of rehab. He hopes to be back on our screens for I'm a Celebrity in November.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Now with news from the final day of the World Athletics Championships in London, plus tennis and rugby, here's Molly.
Kent's Tom Bosworth says he's going to learn from his mistakes after being disqualified from the 20-kilometre race walk. The 27-year-old from Sevenoaks was pulled off the course after getting three red cards for his technique.
I thought I was in control, and all the guys up the front, they're the most experienced. They know when they're pushing it. So it was a real surprise today, but I'm not going to be complacent. I'm going to go back and look at my technique, look at videos today and work on it.
Great Britain finished the competition with six medals, including gold and silver for Kent's Adam Jamili and Dina Asher-Smith in the 4x100m relays. Tennis and Britain's Kyle Edmund continues his preparations for the US Open tonight. He's in action at the Cincinnati Open. Johanna Konta has a bye into the second round. And England have two wins from two as they continue the defence of their Rugby Union Women's World Cup title. Kent's Rachel Burford is part of the side who beat Italy 56-13 in their second Pool B match in Dublin. It followed their victory over Spain.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.